Hey, y'all. It's me, Jess Bubico, and I am excited to be here with you on the Waking Up with Jess podcast. Each week, I'll invite you to wake up to your inner knowingness, get creative, and march to the beat of your own drum in your business and life. We'll dive into different subject areas from business to health to work, relationships, and beyond. On the podcast, we'll get raw, honest, and real, keeping it a little bit personal, a little bit educational, and most importantly, we're going to have a lot of fun. Each episode, you'll feel like you're sitting down at a coffee shop having an intimate conversation with a few of your best friends. Join me each week as I act as your confidant and friend who loves the heck out of you and wants to see you shine. Come along and wake up with a cup of Jess. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. I have my dear friend Stephanie with me today, and I am very excited because we are going to be talking about all things emotional freedom technique and processing emotions. So, Stephanie, thanks so much for being here.
Jess, thank you for having me. I am so excited.
Yeah, so tell everybody a little bit about you and the work that you are doing in the world.
Yeah, so I am a coach and I mainly work with spiritual minded folks to be the powerhouses they know they are by using EFT tapping and connecting with their intuition and their spirituality.
Amazing. Tell me a little bit about EFT, what that is, and how you got into it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So EFT tapping, like you mentioned at the beginning, is emotional freedom technique. And it is a acupressure. So you're not like, you know, you've heard of acupuncture where you're puncturing your body in certain meridians, certain like energy points in the body to neutralize the body and basically go from like fight or flight to a more calm state. But this is not, we're not puncturing, we're pressuring. So you're using gentle pressure in certain parts of your body to basically let your nervous system know, like, hey, I am okay, I am safe. And then from that place, you can work through whatever thoughts, whatever hardships. What I love about tapping, it's like, it can do so many things, right? Because it can neutralize trauma. It can neutralize any like triggering thoughts. And you can also do it, use it to like reprogram your conscious and your beliefs towards the things that you want to work on, that you want to manifest. So depending on what you need for the day, the hour, the minute, the month, you can just go to tapping and use it as a tool to help you really transform your life.
I love that. I feel like I actually did not realize that because I don't know a ton about tapping. I've done it with you at the Little Words Project event last year. And I think I maybe did it once before in like 2016 or something like that. So I didn't really realize that it goes with your acupressure points. Can you talk a little bit about like what are acupressure points and what do they do?
So the way I talk about it is super simple because I think there's obviously like the science. All of this is science proven and science backed. But when it comes to the acupressure points, and I'm not an acupuncturist, so I know they'll probably have a different way of explaining it. But the points that we talk about with tapping are points in the body that are like energy points, right? It's like not chakras necessarily, which is where energy is coming in and out, but they're points that they're directly connected to how your nervous system is feeling. So if you grab like your hand and you like puncture your rib, right? Imagine that you're just like literally for people that are listening for you, you're grabbing your fingers and you're like puncturing your rib. Like that feels uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have like a thought that's uncomfortable to the nervous system, which is basically the software that's managing and guiding us through everything in our lives. If it feels like it's being like the finger in our rib with like a thought, you know, whether it's like a breakup or, you know, a trauma event or just like everyday stress, you're going to act as if uncomfortable, like as if your finger is like, you know, pressuring into your rib, right? So that might mean that it might lead you to like eat things to just soothe the pain or not want to get out of bed, because if you get out of bed, you're going to feel your finger like, you know, going deeper into your ribs. So that's like a little bit to explain, like when we have thoughts that are uncomfortable, you're going to show up to life in a way that may not be aligned with your intuition or in a way that you want to like decrease the pain. So with these acupressure points in the body, you're basically helping your body, if you will, your mind, gently remove like the finger from the rib, right? So you keep tapping, and then tomorrow it's going to feel like your rib feels like a little bit less pressured. And then a week later, it's a little bit less pressure. And then ultimately, it's like the finger is not poking in the rib when you think about your ex or money or, you know, a death or, you know, any sort of big or small trauma. And then you're able to actually show up for life without the finger in the rib. And then you eat the things that you want to eat, or you have the conversations that you want to be having, not just because you want to get out of the discomfort, but because you are comfortable with who you are in your body, in your thoughts, and the things that you're doing with life. And that starts with those acupressure points.
I love that analogy, especially because I touched my rib and I'm like, oh, this isn't like that's the most annoying
Uncomfortable.
feeling. Yeah,
It's
that's like,
annoying and it's uncomfortable. And then if you imagine if all of us are walking around with like all of these thoughts that are acting as fingers against our rib, and then we're trying to like avoid life or avoid certain relationships or avoid making money or whatever it is, because it's like that's super uncomfortable. So tapping just gets the fingers out of the ribs.
Yeah, I love that. And I wonder about how you, because I know it pairs together like tapping and it also pairs together talking, right? Like you're talking as you're tapping specific points on
Yes.
your body.
Yes. So this is how it works. The first few rounds of tapping, you have the points in the body, right? And it's like right in front of between your eyebrows, side of your eye, like your cheekbone, the top of your lip, your chin, right in your collarbone, the side of, you know, your body where your ribs are at, and then the top of your head. So the first few rounds, you want to talk about the thing that is painful. And the reason being is you're talking while you are tapping in this point, and you're letting your mind and your body know, like, this is super painful to talk about, and I am safe, right? So usually when we're having conversations with our friends and our family, we're like, well, I don't want to talk about that because it's too hard, right? Or like, I shouldn't talk about that because I'm going to make it worse. And what happens is it's like the old age, like, you know, the elephant under the rug or whatever things, like you keep shoving these like really uncomfortable thoughts and beliefs under the rug until it becomes this like gigantic pile. And that's what leads to like depression or panic attacks or, you know, any sort of thing that's creating that's making the body out of alignment. So when you are tapping the first few points, you want to be like, you know what, I'm going through a really tough experience and I'm really sad, and or I have a lot of shame that, you know, I ate this thing or I yelled at my partner, whatever the thing is. And that's going to feel so uncomfortable. And sometimes that's when you cry or, you know, you start yawning or all of these things, because you're basically telling like body, mind, Steph, Jess, you know, who, when you're tapping, I'm not ignoring you anymore, right? Like, I know you have these thoughts that are really uncomfortable, and I'm holding the space for those thoughts to come out. And once you begin to feel the energy shifting, then you start moving the talking points to like, even though I am going through a hard time, I still love and accept myself. And even though I'm going through a hard time, this is not the first time that I go through a hard time, and I know I can go through hard times, right? So you begin to shift the narrative, and then you turn it into, I am super strong and I can do this. And that's when you begin to reprogram your brain and reprogram your neural pathways, which are the little, you know, driveways in our brains that are holding these thoughts, to begin to say like, I'm not weak or I'm not shameful because I'm going through a hard time. You know, like Glennon Doyle says, like, I can do hard things, right? Or whatever it is that you reprogramming yourself. So next time you go through a hard time, you're like, I can do this, is difficult and I can do this.
I love that. I love the one of the things that we talk about in the Gene Keys is like acceptance and allowing and accepting and embracing. And it's like you can't change something if you don't first accept it. So as you were just talking about that, I'm like, oh, I love that because it's like, okay, I accept that this is going on. I accept that this is happening. I accept that this is how I feel. And then from there, I can change how I relate to whatever that challenge is, because it's like, it's not probably going to go away, but my perspective and perception of it can shift.
Precisely. And then you can choose to be like, yeah, today is not so great. And like, and that's okay, you know? Instead of like, I wish today was better, today should be a wonderful day. It's like, listen, it's raining. here we are, right? And then it's like you're able to then choose, be accepted, and then choose a different perspective.
I love that, which then it cha probably changes the outcome of whatever the experience is just by moving in that
Feeling
direction.
empowered through it. And what it also does, it's that it allows us for us to become more of like an like integrated humans, right? Because usually it's like there's a part of us that's like with whatever our parents, because we have, you know, we had like some trauma, or there's a part of us that's with our ex-boyfriend or our ex-girlfriend because there was some trauma. And there's a part of us that's with like, oh, I didn't work out this morning and I really should have gone out of bed and I'm guilty. I didn't wake up at 5. So we're walking around like disintegrated and like pieces, you know, bobbling around the world. And then when you tap, you like, okay, you know what? I maybe I should have woken up early today, but I was tired and I'm okay, right? I can work out later. And maybe my boyfriend really hurt my feelings, but you know what? I was young and I learned. So you, it's like pieces of a puzzle. Like you start calling them back to yourself, and then you are like this whole integrated human. So when there is something difficult, all pieces of you are together, and you can manage that situation more powerfully and empowered versus feeling like not fully yourself or shameful or insecure or whatever feelings come up for you.
How do you start to identify? Like, I'm going to give an example because there's certain things that, like, in my own life, as it's related to like work before, where I'm like, well, I don't want to do that. And I could, if I felt the sensation that came up when I'm like, well, I don't want to do that, I could probably tell I'm avoiding it and it's the finger in the rib. But it would also take me like a high level of like, you know, I could be stubborn sometimes, so it would probably take me a high level of admitting to myself that it maybe is something that's good for me, but I'm avoiding it because maybe there's something painful there. Like, how do you start to identify what you need to change? Is it like, I want to make more money, but I'm not, and I keep avoiding stuff in my business, so I should start with money and see what happens?
I go both ways, right? So there is the way of like, if you want to call like the quote unquote like hustle mentality, where it's like, I should be doing these things, or I read a book about somebody that I admire and they talk about like their morning routine and they call 100. I mean, we're talking about business because I know we're both business owners, but it can be I'm applying to 100 jobs or I'm calling 100 leads and I don't feel like doing it. And you can just be like, well, I read a book. I like their approach. I want to be a morning person and I'm not. I view quote unquote that as a problem that I want to overcome. And then you begin your tapping around that and that resistance and whatever that might be. Or the other part is more like the flow in alignment, right? It's more like I want to make more money, right? Like what's the easiest thing? Like what feels the most in alignment for me to make most money? That would be like so easy and like a no-brainer. Right. And maybe I'm not a morning person, but at 3 o'clock comes and I'm so energized. So I'm gonna move my quote unquote like morning routine to from 3 to 4:30 because I love to sleep in until 10 o'clock, right? And that's super aligning for me. So I think depending on what kind of person you are, maybe your level of consciousness, like that's a way to pinpoint like this is the thing that I wanna like shift or improve or transform in my life. So it could be like hustle, like I'm gonna work through it no matter what, or what's like the easiest way, like A to B, the easiest path, which is really our intuitive path. Like our intuitive path is not trying to take us from like uptown Manhattan to downtown to Brooklyn to the Bronx to like end up midtown, right? They're like, listen, take the 6, it'll be 2 stops, you're out, it's a sunny day, you're good to go. So over the years, like I was probably more like hustle, Gary V mentality, which side note, I think that's very aligning to him, but to now being more like, what is the easiest path for Steph to get to this goal? So I think it depends on who you are as a person and sort of like what will motivate you to tackle that perceived challenge.
I love that because I know this is just a random note about what you just said about the like shoulds and the hustle versus like the alignment. I've been
Yes.
talking about this so much with like my friends and some one of the classes I'm running right now, but I find that the hustle mentality, like sometimes I'll talk to clients, or this used to happen to me a lot when I would read like a ton of only personal development books, which can be amazing in a lot of ways, but I would I would read it and I would be super amped up. I'd be like, yeah, this is amazing. Like, I'm going to freaking do the 10. I'm going to have an amazing morning routine. And then what I would realize is I was actually getting anxious. And
yes.
Like, I thought I was getting excited about all the things I'm going to do, but there'd be this tipping point into anxiety. And then I would like crash. But then when I started actually following my energy, which like always comes back to, for me, like human design and all of that.
Design. Yeah.
Because when I started like following my urges, like as an example, I'm running a class right now called Work. And I was like, I just had the urge to do it. It was very clear. And I was like, I'm going to charge exactly what I want to charge. I don't care what anyone else thinks. I'm going to do this many emails. Like I did everything from the urge. And then I was like, it's the perfect group of people. Like what an amazing class. And I love it, right? But the old me would be like, well, why can't I have a $1 million launch like everyone else with blah, blah, blah? Like,
yes.
And that would be like the hustle of like, I should. So mm-hmm. I love what you're saying of this approach of like, what feels right? And then you like, it's almost like if I'm telling myself, well, I should have a $1 million launch as an example. I'm getting this really nice urge over here. It's like, I might need to clear out all the beliefs that I need to be something that I'm not, that's like causing pain because of who I'm not.
Oh my gosh, it's exactly that. And when you talk, so it's parallel work, right? Because then you can start doing tapping without the pressure of a $1 million launch, but you are tapping, let's say daily, on, you know, I have a lot of resistance in becoming a millionaire because I still, you know, taxes are whatever, or maybe that means that I'm going to be in the office all day and I love to go to the beach, right? And maybe all these, and then you, so you can still have like this beautiful class that you're teaching and do these awesome things, but I still want to become a millionaire, or I still want to have a $1 million launch. So I'm still gonna, like, it's like flossing. Like I talk about tapping in a lot of ways. Like sometimes you tap, like right now in this season of my life, it's a rough season. And I'm tapping because I'm dysregulated and I don't feel great. So I'm tapping, not proactively, but like, I just need to be in the tapping daily so I can support myself through this tough season in my life, right? But there's other seasons of life where you're like, things are great, right? And I'm just gonna tap, even though like, I don't need to have this launch, or I don't need to work this out, but I'm just going to tap because that's going to build your window of resiliency, right? So next time we go through a painful period, or you didn't have the $1 million launch, you're not crashing and like avoiding the world for 3 weeks. You're just like, all right, this wasn't it, but I had this awesome other launch and it was super aligned and I'm going to support myself. So tapping, I view it often as like flossing. Like you're not flossing. You like, I floss every day and it's like, yeah, I don't want to have the buildup. I don't also want to go to the dentist. I don't want to have like gum surgery, like, but I'm also flossing because I want my teeth to look pretty and to be clean and to feel, you know, squeaky. So that's how I want. It's like energetic cleansing, you know, like you're tapping to stay cleansed and to stay like squeaky. And then you're also tapping when things feel really difficult. And you're also tapping to reprogram your brain about whatever thoughts you have on having a $1 million launch. And that also could, so it's not to be overwhelming to be like, oh my God, I need to tap 27 times a day. But to say that like tapping is like multi-use and you could really, personalize it and customize it depending on like what you need today.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I love what you're, the way you're relating this, because it's making me think about, it's like emotional hygiene.
Yes.
In that, and like spiritual hygiene, and that like for like anything, it's like, well, if I just eat junk food all the time and I don't brush or floss my teeth, I don't want to just use it when I go to the dentist one time and they're like, hey, you need to get 10 teeth
exactly.
out. I want to use it to make sure that I don't have to go to the dentist and have that experience. Or like even same thing with like, I have my wedding is coming up and I want to feel good and confident in my body. You're not just like going to try on your wedding dress the day before and be like, now I need to go and run 8,000 mile marathon today. It's like, I'm actually going to take little steps every day to
1,000,000%. And that was funny you say with the wedding, because when I was getting pregnant, when I wanted to get pregnant with my second daughter, Even with my first, it was like, oh, I want to get pregnant. Okay, if I were pregnant, I wouldn't drink, right? So I'm going to stop drinking. If I were pregnant, I would be more active. So I'm going to be more active. If I would, whatever it was. So it's the same thing where it's like I'm working myself up for that. And that's incorporating tapping, and I know this is like the fifth time because you brought it up, but it's like I want to have the $1 million launch, or I want to get a promotion. Like, I'm not just going to wait until I launch, or I'm going to wait until like mid-year reviews to then start doing all the right things. It's like I'm going to start shifting my mindset today. How do I want to, how do I think of myself as a $1 million launcher? How do I think of myself as like a director or VP or SVP? Like, use the tapping to figure out like, well, what needs to change within me? Like, where do I feel resistance? Where do I doubt myself? Where do I shrink myself and like play small when I have those thoughts? What am I trying to avoid? And something that could be helpful in the moment, because I know sometimes like you go straight to tapping, like maybe, but there's a I guess, I don't know, a hold, a pose that it's called the occipital hold, where you put one hand on your forehead, and then one hand in the back of your neck. And just like your full hand. And even as you're doing it now, it's like, this feels so delicious. Because this is just holding. So you in essence have three brains. You have like the oldest, most like raw brain. You have the new brain, which is like the brain you were born with. And then you have like this in-between brain, right? So when you're doing the occipital hold, you're holding like your oldest brain, which is like comes from like generations and your ancestors, and it's like, way back in the day, and there are things that were still programmed. And then there's the new brain. There are things that are just like the fight or flight and the things that you're dealing with all the time. So with the occipital hold, that's something that sometimes you're like, well, I don't want to do tapping, or I'm even resistant to do that, and I want to just calm my nervous system down. You can just do the occipital hold for like 20 seconds, 30 seconds. And then from there, you like take a breath. Okay, I got this. And that can be a nice transition to then moving into tapping.
I feel like the physicality of tapping and even doing, like you said, the occipital hold is like so nice to just touch like your own body to calm your own self down. And then I was thinking as you were talking about the it just slipped out of my
Start
brain.
tapping. If you
Yeah,
start
right.
tapping,
Like
it'll come back to you.
it's coming back to me when you were talking about wanting to get pregnant. It's like an identity shift. It helps. It's like shifting the identity of how you've shown up. And I love that because I think sometimes from my experience, I can just go into automatic patterns of like doing what I always do. And so I love the idea of actually using tapping as a tool to help shift my own identity to maybe do something that's more resourceful, which might be, I actually had a pattern with exercise and diet where I would just always go to extremes. So I'd always either be like living my life or I'd be like on a diet and then feeling like I had to do like HIIT classes all the time. But when I actually started to change and tell myself, I started just doing a mantra, which I feel like tapping. I'm like, I'd love to try this. I would say like, I'm taking the middle path of nourishment. Like I'm here to nourish my body. And so that might require different movement throughout the month. It might require different foods throughout the month versus this sort of extreme of like, I have to do 10 HIIT workouts in the next 2 weeks in order to feel like I'm losing weight or whatever it may be. So I love that we can use it to like, I feel like I could even acknowledge like, my regular pattern is that I want to like, and like acknowledge the thing that feels painful, which is like I need to go to extremes. But then I love what you're saying is like I can use it every day to almost like remind my system of where we're
You're safe.
going. Yeah.
You're safe in the middle, right? Like, you're
Yeah.
safe not being in the extreme. And I think that pattern of being an extreme, it's such a it's trauma, right? Like that's where I feel safe being an extreme. I went through the same thing with food, and now I'm at a place that I can be like, it's safe for me to be in the middle. Like I don't have to count anything. I don't have to like not eat carbs at dinner. I don't need to like, it's okay to be in the middle and recognizing that pattern. And that you bring up a good point on like, that's when you, sometimes I get questions on like, well, how do you know that you're changing? Right. And when you start noticing those like subtle of like, oh, I don't feel the need. Like I know that I want to sign up for these 10 HIIT classes, but I actually know that's not that really what my body needs now, right? Or like I can go like from 0 to 10 really fast and just kind of like get like really Latina on somebody. And then like I'm not, you know, I'm like, take a breath. I'm not gonna snap, like I'm gonna be in it. And those little like, oh, that's different. Oh, that's different. Oh, that's different. That's when you begin to know that like the transformation is happening. Also, the transformation doesn't have to last as long as like, oh, I've been doing this for 10 years, so it's going to take me another 10 years to change, right? Like, no, like our bodies are so wise and they're so quick to adapt to whatever's more aligning and safe for the body. So I always talk about like, allow your body to feel safe. When the body feels safe, it's not going to need to go into 10 HIIT classes, or it's not going to need to know into like not eating carbs for dinner or like sabotaging your lunches. And tapping at its most like simple state, it's just helping your body to feel safe again and getting ourselves out of the fight or flight response, which a big portion of us, that's where we live. Like we're ready to attack or defend or yell or jump or go lay in bed and, you know, scroll on Instagram with like a pint of ice cream. So it's like, that's what tapping helps us to be in this neutral, safe, like, I don't need to be reacting. I can just be observing and see what life brings my way.
I love that. What are some of the things that you've seen? I know you've kind of like talked about them, but like, what are some of the things that you see happen as a result, either for yourself? Sounds like I know you said like these little micro things, but have you ever seen any changes with like even like health things, like, oh, my thyroid disorder went away, or like things like that? What are some of the things that you've seen happen?
Oh my gosh, Jess. It's like if you were to give me like five examples, I'll be like, yes, that. Like it's not because it's like a magical thing. It's just a very much like of clients that I've worked with gotten from being like the singlest that a person can be to like getting married within like a year, right? People with like money, where it's like, I feel like I didn't have any money, even though like they did, but I feel like I didn't have any money. So now having like a bank like full of cash, right? To more like internal things where it's like they like growing thicker skin. I had a client that had a really hard time like receiving any sort of feedback, whether it was like at work from her manager or at home from like her partner, whether it be like crying or like a fight or like I can't do this, to be like, all right, let's have this conversation. Like it's been such a multitude of I guess results, because you're going to like the, it's like the root and the core of who you are. You know, it's like if your Word or your PowerPoint or your Excel stops working and you're trying to like fix your screen, you know, it's like it's not gonna work. Like you can try to polish your computer screen all you want, the Excel is still not working. But if you go to the software and you like restart it or you delete it and reinstall it, then you're like, aha, right? So that's the thing with tapping. It's like we're not trying to go to 10 HIIT classes to like lose weight or be able to like enjoy your things. You're actually talking to Jess and being like, where in my body do I feel shame? Right? Or where in my body am I carrying a trauma that I've never, it's like emotional constipation, right? That I like never dealt with. And it's just, I'd rather have this extra weight because that's the comfort that the trauma needs. It's like we're going to the root of it. And let me tell you, when I have these sessions and people start like bawling or they leave the session, they're like, oh my gosh, I've never experienced this before. It's like, it's that powerful because it's like most of us have disconnected our like our heads from our bodies and we're just like a head and our poor little bodies are just like so ignored right? And when you bring this connection and you bring both of those together, that is not easy. Like those sessions are incredibly uncomfortable, and there is discomfort because you're moving a ton of energy that has been stagnant in the body and has been comfortable either with the extra pounds or with the attitude or not with enough pounds or whatever health problems. But in the session, it's like I'm holding space and I do tapping all the time. So I know exactly what it feels like. It's like, I don't love roller coasters, but even if you love, it's like you're going up and you're going up and it's like everything just feels like this buildup and you're going down and it's like all this energy, excitement coming out. And then you get to the bottom and you're like, ah, I feel so good right now.
Yeah.
Like that was so good, you know? And like, that's that process. You tap every day and you may not have a big breakthrough, but that's still expanding your like emotional resiliency. Like that window's getting bigger. And then you have some of the tapping sessions that you're just like bawling your eyes out. You're like, this is so hard, but you stick with it. You get to the other side and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel so light, you know? So there's like both ends to the process.
I love that. Tell everyone
it's
where they
really
can
good.
Find you and get this amazing experience with you. I'm like, we need a
oh
tap.
My gosh. Yeah, I was going to say, I really need to start creating. So I have a few YouTube videos. If you just put like Stephanie Rochow EFT tapping, there's a few of them that I created on like, just if you're a beginner on like what the tapping points are and a couple of them on like how to follow your intuition if you're not sure what your intuition is. I took a big break from Instagram and social media, but I recently come back. So there's a few videos on there, but I feel like Instagram is probably the place where you can find me the most often. And yeah, for us to connect and just have like connection through there.
Amazing. And I will put your tapping videos on, I'll link them underneath in the show notes. And
yes.
then also your Instagram, and you have a website, I'm assuming as well, that I can.
Yes.
StephanieRochow.com.
And you can just check out, I have a bunch of blogs and just like a ton of really fun content all across like spirituality, tapping, intuition. Really it's the core of what I do and who I am.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being here and for sharing
Thank you,
all of your
Jess.
Wisdom with us.
That's so fun. You're so welcome. Start tapping. Even if it feels a little awkward, you can just start and just begin to see truly like the shifts that you'll begin to experience. Have fun with it.
Amazing. Thank you very much. And I will see all of you back here on the next episode of the podcast.
Thank you.
Hey, hey, thanks so much for being here and listening to this episode of the Waking Up with Jess podcast. If you liked today's episode, I'm going to ask you to do one of three things. Number one, leave a rating. Number two, leave a review. And number three, if you think it could help a friend out in need, go ahead and send it to them. I greatly appreciate your support. When you rate the podcast or leave a review, it helps other awesome and amazing listeners such as yourself find the podcast. And I love people and I love friends and I love people's friends. So being able to spread the love through your network is another really great way to support people and to support the show. All right, y'all, make it a great day. And I will see you back here on the next episode of the Waking Up with Jess podcast.